advice this morning. Next week's Sunday school lesson, we'll be actually starting a new quarter. So we'll be studying in the book of Exodus. It's a great study, so we encourage you to be a part of that if you can at all. Birthdays today, we got Sarah Lane had a birthday. You want to wave, Sarah? Okay. Now, Sarah told me she was 14. So everybody tells their age backwards. So she doesn't look 41 at all. And then we got Connie Roberson. You had a birthday. And Brother Ray had a birthday. Brother Ray here. So we wish everybody a happy birthday. Do we miss anybody? Anybody have a birthday we didn't have listed? Okay. Do what? Rob, you got one tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Well, happy birthday. That's better than not having one. Did Brandy have a birthday? How'd you not get on the list, Brandy? Oh, well. We don't forget. Not too much. Don't have any anniversaries listed. Did anybody have an anniversary? Okay. If I can find Brother Dennis, we'll turn it over to Brother Dennis and let him lead us in. Happy birthday.
Let's all turn to 561, then we'll do birthdays and anniversaries. That way you'll be ready.
Long for a history. Morning. Do you ever, and I know we do, and I don't know why we do, but do you ever, when God does something this way out of the ordinary, and you think, wow, wow, I didn't see that coming. And, you know, that's pretty awesome when he does, and it's no secret what he can do, is it? We thank him for it today and praise him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for your blessings. And Lord, we do thank you that Romans 8:28, that you work all things together for our good according to your purpose. And Lord, we thank you for that, and what a blessed hope it is, and a blessed assurance. And Father, we're just so thankful for the relationship we have with you today, and so thankful for your forgiveness. And even though we don't always do like we should, you still love us. You still forgive us. You're still there to work things out and clean our messes up and take care of us and encourage us and lead us along. And Lord, I thank you for that. Thank you for every time that you have to chastise us. We know that you love us and we're yours. And Father, we're just thankful to be together today. We just ask you to invite the sweet Holy Spirit to just minister and be in control of this service, and that we'd be obedient, yield our wills to you, and allow you, God, to minister to us today. And Father, I pray for your touch. I pray for your blessing to be upon each one. I pray, and God, that you just invite you to minister to us today. And Father, that when we go out the door, we'll go out different than we come in. We'll go out encouraged. We'll go out with a greater desire to serve you. We'll go out with a greater feeling of being blessed. And Lord, that we'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt when we go out those doors that we're yours. And Father, today, that if there would be anyone here, that it may be wondering and a question whether they're saved or not, I pray that you'll change that, and we can all leave insured and encouraged that we're on our way to heaven. Thank you and praise you. We love you and exalt you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Have a thank you card. We appreciate all the Western props and things you donated for us to use for our Bible school this year. It was kind of you all to help us out. In Christ, love Cana Chapel, Free Will Baptist Church. And also, I have and I'll hang this up, but this is an announcement for Cana Chapel is starting this evening a camp meeting style revival, and it's going to start tonight and go through the 30th with different speakers, Sonny Thomas and Nathan Jennings and Stephen Miller, and then David Brown, and they'll take turns about and special singing. So look at this and remember, and Brother Mark had asked me if he would like for us to come, and then old Calvin, I started calling him Hoppy. Calvin's sister had sent us this flyer, and for us to invite everyone to come. So if you get an opportunity and a chance this week, Nathan Jennings will be preaching Monday night for sure, and he'll be preaching Friday night. So I don't want to say a whole lot because I don't really know these other speakers, but I'll guarantee you, you'll hear some preaching if you go hear Nathan Jennings. He's liable to throw his foot up on the pulpit. If he does, don't panic. He just does it all the time. He gets wound up. I seen him lose his Bible preaching one night up in the choir. And then he got ready to read and didn't even know where his Bible was. I'm telling you, he is a fantastic preacher. Love him, think a lot of him. But remember this. As far as announcements, let's remember immediately after the service this morning, we'll have our quarterly youth board meeting in the adult Sunday school class back there. And then remember our service this evening, prayer 5:45, our worship at 6, our meeting and prayer on Tuesday, and then our midweek service on Wednesday at 7. So keep all of this in mind. Is there anything, any other announcements? All right, we won't go there. Yes, yes, yes. The bulletin has got, and if you want to save this number for our, to reach for our call multiplier, our message and for announcements and prayer request, Brother Jay's number is in the bulletin. So remember that. Okay, we won't go to the Lord in prayer. We'll remember all of our list and all of the, our box. We'll take any special requests you may have. Remember Tammy. Remember this. Doing the biopsy on Jim this week. Remember this. How many's got unspoken this morning, ain't it? You know, aren't you glad the Lord knows all about those? I'm so glad. Remember me this morning also. Well, all that will, let's come and gather around the altar. All that'll come. Brother Richard Robertson, would you lead us as we pray? Thank you.
Thank you.
If for ushers to come, we'll receive a morning tithe and offering. Brother Nathan, would you ask the blessing over the offering?
Lord, we just thank you here for another day that we're able to come out and worship you. Thanks for what you've already done in the service. I pray you continue to be with the rest of the service. I know if you want to bring some message, Lord, just open our ears and hearts and look forward to hear your word. Bless us all.
Thank you.
many of you feel God in here today?
Amen.
I think you showed up today, so I do want to say it was my daughter's birthday, and I love Sarah very much, and I'm proud of her. I know she's downstairs and can't hear me, but that's the best time to tell them, ain't it?
Oh,
falling all to pieces here. Amen. Amen. Yesterday evening, different than usually. I know early in the week what I'm preaching, and I didn't last night. And when I got home, I still didn't. And I got to studying, and I fell asleep in the chair and everything else trying to figure out. I never did get it figured out. And so I studied on what the series I've been on. I said, well, the Lord's wanting me to go right on in there. And when we sang the first song this morning, the Lord said, now I'm going to tell you what I want you to preach about. So now, I don't understand, but I'd accept it for what it is, and he's got something in store, and we're going to do a little different. I'm going to read some scripture, and then we're going to have a song, and then we'll just do what we're going to do. Just put your seatbelt on and hang on.
Amen.
If you would, stand with me, turn your Bibles to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, if you want to turn just a few pages over to Acts chapter 1. I wanted to preach you something exciting this morning. As believers, we've got an exciting time ahead of us.
Amen.
We sung about it just a little bit. Jesus is coming soon. And I'm so thankful that we as believers have that blessed hope and that blessed assurance that we have. I want to share with you, this is Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to die. He was trying to get his disciples, encourage them. And he said here in John chapter 14, starting at verse 1, let not your heart be troubled, or don't be confused. Don't let this all confuse you. And today, in today's world, if we turn the news on and we look on our apps and on our phones and stuff, and we'll get confused. And he said, don't get troubled. Don't let what's going on and what you're getting ready to go through in a few days. He said, don't let that trouble ye. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise the Lord. As this morning, that I want to encourage you this morning, encourage your hearts. A lot of times we get beat down by a lot of things. We get discouraged. We got a lot of troubles. We got a lot of trials. There's so many in our prayer requests. We can just see the turmoil and the things we go through. But Jesus said, you believe in God, believe in me, and if I say I'm coming again to get you, I'll be back. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. The Bible said that Jesus had ascended into heaven, and the disciples were standing there looking up in the air. And these men, go to 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as they went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Just as sure as you see him go up, he'll come down. Praise the Lord this morning. I hope with the power of the Holy Spirit that I want to give you some encouragement this morning, that as when we leave out of here, that we'll have an extra spring in our step, we'll have an extra excitement in our heart, that we'll be looking for Jesus far greater than we have been. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy and grace. God, I'm so thankful today that the hope and the assurance that the Word of God has given us. And Lord, and I'm thankful that Jesus had never sinned. And he said, and he never lies, he said, I'm going away and I'm coming again. Lord, thank you for that promise this morning.
God, I ask you today that you would take this message, whatever you've got in store for us, you will anoint it. You'll anoint the old preacher boy. God, forgive me of my sins. Anything that hinder me from being used, I pray you remove it. And you'd use us today. And God, have your wonderful way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. It might change a minute, but be prepared to sing the invitation with that. It might change in a few minutes. I don't know. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where you are, where I am, there you may be also. This is a picture, and we'll read it at a lot of funerals, and we'll read it. I use it at funerals. We'll read it a lot. This is not a departing funeral type. This is a picture of a marriage. And of course, a lot of us has knows, and the Jewish had a betrothal that they called, and that they, the two young man, young woman get sweet on each other, or if the parents would line it up, whichever way it would go, they would call it a betrothal. They would betroth, and they would it was a legally binding marriage, but that isn't the way it worked. It lasted about a year or so. And they would betroth, they would commit each other, and then the groom-to-be, the bridegroom, would go away into his father's house or somewhere, and he would prepare a place for them to live. And he would go, and as he was doing this, the bride would wait patiently. Amen? We're the bride waiting on her groom. And that she would patiently wait, and as he got everything taken care of, then there'd be a big possession. He'd roll back into town and sweep her right off her feet. Man, you talking about a big festival, big celebration, it would be a big deal. And that they would celebrate, I think, 7 days, if I'm not mistaken. And so, I've got, in my mind, I believe in that, 7 years of tribulation, I believe I'm pre-trib. I believe that the rapture comes and then there's the tribulation. They feasted for 7 days. I think we're going to be feasting for 7 years during tribulation, the bride and Christ in heaven. Seven that falls in together. I think it's going to be a party that you ain't never seen. The bride, the groom has came and got his bride and took her into glory. Has took her home, and the party said, let the party begin. Glory, hallelujah. The marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm telling you, I like that verse in the Bible. I like eating anyway, and I love that. And the marriage supper of the Lamb. I believe this is what we're going to be doing the first 7 years. I think we're going to be partying with the groom, the one that died for us. The one that gave himself for us. The one that left the splendors of heaven and came down and took on flesh and said, I'll go to the cross for my bride. Glory, hallelujah. Are you glad to be the bride this morning? Are you glad to be saved and on your way to heaven? Praise his holy name. He said that I'm going away and I'm coming again. You just wait. Don't get all caught up with the things of the world. Don't get bogged down and I'll be back to get you. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you this morning, I think we need this encouragement sometimes. I think we need something. I'm afraid that it's kind of everybody joking, but I'm kind of afraid that I'm more like a drill sergeant than I am a cheerleader. We talk about our steel-toed shoes, but I'm going to cheer you on this morning. The best is yet to come. And so when the bride, or when the wedding at Canaan, and they brought the wine in, and they ran out of wine, and it was all to pieces, Mary said, Jesus, do something. Whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Then the guy that drunk said, you save the best for last. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, when you start drinking that new wine, when you start getting filled with the Holy Spirit, when you start letting God move in your lives, it's, I tell you, it gets better and better. It gets sweeter and sweeter. And the best is yet to come. I tell you, we get so excited sometimes, but I'm going to tell you, when He splits the eastern sky and He calls us away and takes us into the realms of glory, it's going to be a time like you've never known.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, we look upon Him, and the only thing there that'll ever be made by man was when we see those nail scars. You might say, preacher, how do you know that? Because when Thomas said, Lord, unless I pierce, stick my hand in your pierced side, I won't believe. It was still there after he was resurrected. I like this. He says, where I am, there you may be also. I believe in the rapture. A lot of folks don't. I believe he's coming to rapture the church. I believe we read there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, how many believe that he died and rose again this morning? Well, guess what? You're in that number. You're part of them. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even to them which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. You ever thought about that? Your loved ones that's gone on before you, they're coming back with him. Those the preachers that spread the gospel, those godly grandmothers, those godly granddaddies, those godly moms and dads, those people that carried the gospel out, had been faithful to the end, the disciples, he said they're coming back with him. And he says over, I believe it's in Titus or Jude 1, that he's coming back with tens and thousands of saints.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, but the one I'm looking for is the one that went away on that cloud, and he's coming back on it. Praise his holy name this morning. I'm so thankful this morning for the hope, the blessed assurance that we have. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. What did he say over in 14? Where I am, there you shall be also. Right here, Paul says, amen. We will be with him forever. And I like verse 18. A lot of people leave it out. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Is it not comforting to know that this is a temporary mess we're in? That it don't matter what the market does. It don't matter what other countries do. It don't matter what the politicians do. It don't matter what anybody does. If we have asked Jesus to come into our hearts and be the Savior of our souls and the Lord of our lives, he's coming to get us one glorious day. We may go by the way of death, but we may not. He may come before this service is over with. He may come before we get back tonight. He may not come for several years. But I'll tell you what, I'm ready whenever he comes. How about you? Amen. And I want to be found faithful. See, when that bride come back, or that groom come back, that bride better be clean, and that bride better be ready. If, as you know, as the virgins, the 10 virgins, the parable of those that didn't have their lamps trimmed and burning didn't get to go. It's the ones that's ready to go, that's prepared, that's got in Revelation, it talks about us being clothed in white raiment, and that speaks of the pureness before God. Also another parable, when it's the parable of the great wedding, and he said, the guy come in and was in the wedding and did not have a wedding garment on. And they cast him out. See, before we can be partakers of this great wedding feast that I'm talking about, we've got to have the garment on. We've got to have our vestures dipped in the blood of Jesus Christ. Our heart has to be changed. It comes to a point where we say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that I don't deserve this. But I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And He raised from the dead and He went to heaven and is coming back. I trust and believe in my heart that He's the Son of God. And forgive me, I ask you, of my sins and come into my heart. That's what it takes. If with faith, it takes that prayer of accepting the righteousness of Jesus Christ into our lives. Would you turn over the book of Revelation with me, if you're going with me. Revelation chapter 4. This is what I believe is a picture of the rapture. John saw, of course, how many, I'll give you a test. Who was John talking to in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation? The church. Who's not mentioned after chapter 3? Huh. I believe in chapter 4, verse 1, right here is why. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, as it were a trumpet, talking with me. What did he say in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? That the sound of a trumpet. That's when he's coming back to get the alive and the ones that's already died. Right here, John, the first thing John saw, he saw the door opened up, and then he heard a trumpet. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you, that's the rapture. It's as sure as anything I believe. That's the rapture of the church being taken out of this old cruel world. The next 7 years, and you read on, and it gets ugly. It gets bad. There's some bad times, but glory, hallelujah. If you go to Revelation 3:20, he said, because you have been faithful, that I have taken you out of this mess. I'm glad, glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be part of the chosen ones. Glory, hallelujah. What's going to come upon the world? I ain't going to have no hold on me. Because I'm going with Jesus. I'm going to hang in there with Him. How about you? Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. How many will say amen that God puts together a lot better message than Preacher Tim does? Praise the Lord. Revelation 22, this is talking about heaven. Let's go to Revelation 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Now right here, I'm going to tell you, how you going to get to heaven? But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Is your name written in there this morning? I'm going to look back. I'm going to pick on Jerry a minute. Jerry, it's in there. We nailed it down, didn't we? Glory, hallelujah. It's written, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning? Can you say, preacher, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's in there and I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's drop down to verse chapter 22, verse 3. And there shall be no more curse. Boy, I'm telling you, I could preach a whole series right there. I can take you right back to Genesis chapter 3 and the curse that comes in, the curse of sin that is upon man, the curse that we deal with death, the curse that we have to get weeds out of our gardens. You might say, Eric, you're crazy, preacher. You ain't growed a garden in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That was one of the curses. And all my sweat will be bottled up for praising and worshiping, and it won't be working. Glory, hallelujah. That was one of the curses. He said, you're going to eat by the sweat of your brow. But when we get to heaven, the sweat will be from rejoicing and running the streets of glory and praising His holy name. Glory, hallelujah. The curse is gone. There is no more evil. There is no more bad. There is no jails in heaven. There is no funeral homes in heaven. There is no lawyers in heaven. There is no police officers in heaven. Boy, I'm going to get down and tell you something good. There ain't no hearing aids in heaven. And as Rachel calls them, crunches, there ain't no crunches in heaven. There ain't no wheelchairs in heaven. There ain't no oxygen tanks in heaven. And I'll throw these things off when I get over there. I won't need them any longer. Glory, hallelujah. I've got a twisted mind about things. I think about a lot of stuff people don't. Rhonda's giving me that smirk. It's okay, it ain't about you. I think when we cross over the Jordan, a lot of people really, we cross that last battle with death. And when we get over there, it may be on the other side. But I see a pile of wheelchairs over here. I see a pile of crutches over here. I see a pile of hearing aids. I see a pile of medication. I see things piled up. It don't get to go. It's on the outside. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've been encouraged, but the preacher has been. Look at verse 7, chapter 22. Behold, I come quickly. Look at verse 12. Behold, I come quickly. Glory, hallelujah. He's been long-suffering. He's been good. The grace has been good to people. His mercy has extended. But when it happens, it's going to happen quickly. There'll be two, the Bible said there'll be two in the field and one will be taken, the other left. There'll be two laying in a bed and one will be taken, the other left. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And that when He comes back, it's a, you better have your wedding garments on. You better be prepared. You better not have your garments spotted with sin. In verse 14, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right of the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Praise the Lord. Did I read the right verse? I figured we'd be making laps by now. Because I'm going to read on in a minute. But if we are saved, we get to enter into the gates.
Amen.
Going through the gates. I'm going to tell you what, I want to go through them shout. That's why I'd like to get practiced up down here. I don't want to have to then pull me aside and say, preacher, you need to come to Praise and Worship 101. Before you go to the throne room, you're going to have to learn how to praise Him a little bit. If I start shouting over here, when I get to the gates, they'll say, come on in, Brother Tim. You already got it down. Glory, hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise and our glory and honor.
Amen.
Well, what's people going to say about us? They'll say that's a bunch of holy rollers down there.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. I hope that's what they say about me.
Amen.
Instead of old fuddy-duddy. Well, I wonder if he's going to make it or not. Look at that frown on his face. Reckon he's going to get to heaven. I don't want people wondering if reckon I'm going to. Glory, hallelujah. I want to praise him and glorify and lift his name where the whole world will know it. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Are you excited about going to heaven today? I want to share something with you. The Holy Spirit just said, I don't think you're ready. Without Jesus Christ, you'd be in hell.
That's right.
Or on your way.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Spirit said right there. Said, I don't think you're ready because if it wasn't for him, you'd be in hell. Is he worth raising a hand for? Is he worth shouting for a little bit? Is he worth losing all your dignity for a little bit? People might say, it's the most undignified preacher. That's all right. That's okay. I'm on my way to heaven. Woo! And I'm excited about it. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, that is a tremendous, tremendous difference between Saturday and Sunday. I mean, it blows your mind. Saturday, it's okay to say, woo, go Vols! Woo! And then we get to church and say, woo, glory, hallelujah, that's a nut. We got it all backwards. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Verse 15, and I think I'm going to leave a quit at this one. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Look over in chapter 21, verse 8. Let's go to 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I tell you, if we take a poll, some of these words I just read off that we don't want really no part of. I mean, we don't really want to associate with a lot of those folks. But if you're not saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you'll be in eternity in hell with them. You might say, I'm not one of those. My name's not one of those. It don't matter. Go back to verse 27. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That is the only way that you get into heaven. Because sitting in this congregation this morning, I can guarantee you, I don't know the numbers, but I can guarantee you, there's two kinds of people in here today. There may not be, I hope he ain't, but in the world, I'll say in the world, there's two kinds of people. Well, there's one class, but he's classified under two. One class, we're all sinners. That's just plain and simple. You might take issue with me, and after church, say, preacher, I ain't no sinner, but the Bible says we're all sinners. But under that is two other classifications. It's forgiven and unforgiven. And that, too, makes a difference where we'll spend eternity. And if you can't, I don't say that you've got to have the right exact day, but if you can't remember the time that you have asked Jesus into your heart, I'd, if it personally, my advice to me, I'd be doing something about it. I'd get it nailed down. And I'm not causing anybody, wanting to try to get anybody to question their salvation. That's not my goal. But I want to be sure that we all know that we know that we know. Amen. See, there's one thing I can tell you. And I'm just as sure, the minute I die, or if Jesus comes, if I don't wake up in heaven, I'm really going to be floored. Because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I've been saved. My sins are under the blood. Jesus has took my punishment, and I trust Him. I am looking for Him. I'm accepted His salvation, and I am ready to go. Amen. That is where we need to be this morning. Sister Donna, get Stephen the cue add up, and if you won't come, let's pray. Father, we come to you today, and I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for your goodness and all your mercy and grace. And Lord, how wonderful you are, and the blessed hope that we have. And Father, this message this morning that God, you stirred my heart with, and Lord, that I pray that you would help encourage us as believers. Lord, that you would challenge us. And God, we would accept your forgiveness. And Lord, that if there be any here today that don't know you, that this would be the day that they would call upon you. And Lord, we may be some that's just cold and indifferent and not where we once was. Lord, I pray you'd help us all to get a little closer and to move up a little today. And Father, I pray that you would, as sweet as heaven is, hell is equally on the other end of the spectrum. We can't explain. I've not seen the earth, not heard, neither entered the heart of man things that God's prepared for those that love Him. We could never start to describe the punishments and torments of hell. No way could we ever comprehend it in our human minds. But Lord, I pray you would touch us today. And God, encourage and lead us to where you'd have us to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Will you stand? This is the invitation this morning.
Well, I wasn't a thief.
Are you glad? God saves. Isn't it good to be saved? I said, isn't it good to be saved?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is all hearts and minds clear? Amen. Maybe one of these days I'll get good, I reckon. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Yeah. The preacher don't do nothing. It's God. He's His Spirit. Amen. Anyone else before we go? Amen. Amen. One thing about God's predictions, they're 100% true 100% of the time. And that's who we're dealing with. And He is true, and He's faithful. And He's God. Man, that's all we have to say. He's God. And what was it? Eli said, He's God and He does what He wants to do. That's a redneck twist to it. But He said, He's God. He's going to do what He wants to do. Amen. And it's for our good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else before we go? Thank the Lord. I'm so thankful you're here today. Good to be with you. Isn't it good to feel the Spirit of God? It's good. I'm not saved by feelings, but I sure like to feel what I'm saved by. Amen. Emotions will get you all bogged up, but it's good to be able to feel His presence. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Amen. Anyone else before we go? We'll come on back and have a meeting immediately after the service here. A youth committee meeting. It's all hearts and minds clear. If a rapture would take place before we meet back tonight, would I meet you in there? Or we'd kick it up tonight when you thought this service was something.